This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Jeff Custer. On the sixth day of their invasion of their western neighbor, Russian forces stepped up attacks on cities and towns across Ukraine, striking at civilian infrastructure and communication facilities, including Kyiv's iconic TV tower. Ukrainian officials report five people were killed in the strike on the tower and said some Ukrainian channels are off the air. The ferociousness of the airstrikes, rocket, and missile attacks, including in Kharkiv, Ukraine's second-largest city, appeared to give credence to a U.S. intelligence report that says Russian leader Vladimir Putin has become infuriated at the slower-than-expected progress of his forces in subjugating Kyiv and Kharkiv. They fear the Russian leader will bear down even harder on Ukraine, seeing his only option is to double down on the violence in a bid to break the Ukrainian resolve. Meanwhile, in Germany, at a ceremony in Nuremberg, Bavarian Governor Markus Söder welcomed some 200 U.S. troops arriving in Nuremberg in support of NATO and expressed his gratitude for their service.
This is a historical moment today here in Nuremberg. The United States come to protect and support NATO eastern flank. Bavaria and Germany are very grateful that you are here. You are defending freedom and peace in the Western world.
Reports say that while Russian forces are being stymied around Kyiv in the south, they appear to be advancing and threatening to seize to seize the port city of Mariupol. Peace talks between Russia and Ukraine are set to resume this week, but Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Wednesday Russia must stop bombing Ukrainian cities before any meaningful talks can start. This is VOA News. The International Energy Agency says all 31 member countries have agreed to release 60 million barrels of oil from their strategic reserves to send a strong message to oil markets that there will be no shortfall in supplies as a result of Russia's invasion of Ukraine. The IEA board made the decision Tuesday at an extraordinary meeting of energy ministers chaired by U.S. Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm. Besides the United States, other members of the organization include Germany, France, Britain, Japan, and Canada. It's only the fourth time in the history that the IEA has done a coordinated drawdown since the reserves were established in 1974. IEA members hold emergency stockpiles of 1.5 billion barrels of oil. Their release amounts to about 4% of those stockpiles, or roughly 2 million barrels per day for 30 days. The IEA announcement comes on the same day as the price of oil surged to more than $100 per barrel for the first time since 2014, driving gas prices up in the U.S. AP's Rita Foley reports.
Gas is about $3.62 a gallon today, up almost 9 cents from a week ago. The AAA says Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine upset the oil market, leading to higher prices at the pump. Andrew Gross, a AAA spokesman, calls the situation in Ukraine explosive and a grim reminder, he says, that events on the far side of the globe can have a ripple effect for American consumers. By the way, a year ago, gas was about 90 cents a gallon cheaper. I'm Rita Foley.
The European Union's executive branch, the European Commission, says it's ready to activate a never-before-used mechanism that could pave the way for millions of Ukrainians fleeing Russia's invasion to find shelter across Europe. The UN reports more than 500,000 refugees have fled from Ukraine into neighboring countries, with more than half entering Poland. Hungary, Moldova, Romania, Slovakia, and even Belarus have also registered new arrivals. In a statement emailed to VOA Tuesday, European Commission Press Officer Sierra Bottomley said it will move. The Commission will move to activate the Temporary Protection Directive to aid people fleeing the war in Ukraine. The directive was created in 2001 after conflicts in the former Yugoslavia, Kosovo, and elsewhere in Europe, created during the 1990s, demonstrated the need for special procedures to deal with mass influxes of displaced persons. The Portuguese Navy and the owners of a large cargo vessel carrying cars from Germany to the United States say the ship sank Tuesday in the mid-Atlantic, 13 days after a fire broke out on board. In a statement, MOL Ship Management in Singapore said the Felicity Ace sank about 400 kilometers off Portugal's Azores Islands as it was being towed. A salvage team had put out the fire.